Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Tatsu Nishizawa.
Yes, bingo.
Hey, you know what? This is the second time I think I interview you. Get a little better at this. Chief Engineer for PlexTalk.
PlexTalk, yes.
And there is a new version 5 for the PlexTalk Pocket. Welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Yes, version 5 was released actually today.
Okay.
The main feature, we say, it supports internet radio and the podcast by utilizing the internal Wi-Fi capabilities.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, is there Wi-Fi over here? Are you able to demonstrate that?
Yes. We had a Wi-Fi router here, so you can test it.
Okay.
So
how does that work? I assume with internet radio and podcasts, maybe I'm wrong, but do you have to load in the stations from the computer, or how do you get your list of stations?
Yeah. Good point. So with the version 5, we released so-called... Let me see. Just wait. From the version 5, you can download free software for your PC.
Okay.
That support the setting up the Wi-Fi connection, and also the help the setting up for podcast and okay. Web radio stations selecting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how would you? I assume you probably have some podcasts or stations loaded on to the unit here.
Yeah.
How do we go about listening to one?
Yeah. This new companion software assists the not only network setting but also the content transfer.
Okay.
From the DAISY and also the registration of the podcast feeds, also
okay.
Registration of the playlist for the web radio.
Okay.
So the preparation of the web radio, you should download the playlist PLS and M3U or ASX by
okay.
your PC.
Okay.
Then using this transfer PlexTalk transfer for Pocket, you can transfer these playlists to Pocket.
Okay.
Yep. After that, you can listening by the Pocket. The web radio appears
okay.
as a one choice from the category.
Okay.
So just you need to choose the web radio category.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any stations already on here that
we
can try one
on? Show you. Show
okay.
You. Actually, the
awesome.
PlexTalk. Pocket. Just
there's one here. Are you looking for a pocket? There's one. Oh, he's going to get a different...
Okay. Here is the Pocket. I already installed some radio stations.
Okay.
Also, I'd like to mention about the additional features that supported from the version from the version 5.
Okay.
Now, new categories are available. DAISY title and the recordings, music and text and audiobook and podcast and web radio.
Okay.
So used to be something mixing up with the DAISY title, including recordings and original record. Sorry, DAISY titles.
Okay.
And nowadays it's separated, DAISY title and the recording. Also for the audiobooks like coming from the Audible, that be nowadays the one independent category, so-called audiobook. Used to be music, audio. Music is called as audio. Nowadays, they changed the name to the music.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's been separated a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a PlexTalk there. I'm not sure how loud that goes.
Yeah.
We'll try to get close
okay.
to it.
SD card, all titles list, select title. Internet Radio. Select folder. Select category.
Category.
Web radio.
Okay.
Daisy title. Four.
Daisy.
Title. Recordings.
Three. Audio.
Music. Two. Albums.
Music.
Two. Text.
Text.
One. Podcast.
Podcast.
One. Feeds. Web radio.
Web radio.
One. Okay.
And try to web radio.
Select title.
So first, to connect to the access point, just wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Volume 25.
Connected? The Northeast Coast. Here's Gail says, I'm in Santa Cruz, California.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Now
we're ready to start into the playback.
Here's another one from Don Braxton. 100%.
So that's a, right, that's a radio station?
Yeah, radio station.
Talk show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you connected that through the wireless. How does that, what does that do to the battery life on the unit? If you were to listen to a lot of Wi-Fi, will that drain your battery a little faster?
Good or? Question. Good question. I have to, sorry, I don't have the exact information.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to check later. Little bit, you are true, a little bit consume the power, yeah, for the activating Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I'd like to check, yeah. How it works with the Wi-Fi.
Right,
yeah.
A lot of times on devices, the Wi-Fi will...
Yeah.
Thank using
you.
That.
Thank you for your question.
If people want to get more information while we're waiting, what's the website or how can they find out more about update?
Yeah. Yes. So for the website, nowadays, the latest release news is available on pextalk.com.
Okay.
So you can learn... You can study much detailed information through the this site.
And is it still a free update for existing users? Is this a pay update or
already updated?
Right. Is it free?
Free.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anybody who's purchased a FlexTalk all the way back
to
version
everybody,
one,
everybody,
can
still activate to the activate
exactly.
Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Because all the FlexTalks they've always had the Wi-Fi chip. It's just not being used more than it was before.
Yeah. Also, from the version 5, we supported Microsoft Word .docx.
Okay.
Yeah. And also Internet Archive. With the PDDB2 is also supported.
Sure, so open library that already.
And time navigation will be appear on the up down menu. Up down level selection, 10 minutes or 30 seconds time navigation. And the complete power off function is now available. Used to be just suspended.
Right.
So even if suspended, the current consuming, so I think just 1 or 2 weeks power is completely shut down. Nowadays the complete shutdown will serve one month or something like that. Very low power consumption.
I guess you won't even know until it goes dead, right? Because you shut it off forever.
Yep.
Okay. Well, great.
Okay.
So it sounds like a lot of new things in version 5 and definitely people can check that out. Tetsu, thank you so much for coming back to Blind Bargains.
Thank you.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.